If you're a pastor, I guarantee you've had this happen. And maybe like me, you don't wear a suit coat or a sport coat often, but when you do, and you're at church, you're going to leave with makeup on your collar because older women like to hug you and rub their face on your shirt. Well, on your coat. They don't mean to. It just happens. And when you get home, your wife's like, "Who are you hugging?" "Oh, it was Gladys and Mildred and Doris." And yeah, it happens. But guess what? When you hug your spouse, when you hug your partner, you want them to leave something on you. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It is a Monday. Hope your weekend went well. We got a lot to cover today, but I first want to say, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Also, thanks to everyone who listens to us on 97X, Podbean, Apple Podcast, and we have a few other people who put us out there on the internet. You're more than welcome to spread my podcast as much as you want. And please rate the podcast on any of the devices or on any of the formats that you listen to. All right, let's get into it. We got a lot to cover. We are on a series, 7 Reasons Why You Should Hug Your Spouse, Your Partner, for at least 10 seconds. I asked you last week when the last time was you really hugged someone, like more than just a quick squeeze, but where you really hugged them. And I mean, I don't just mean your partner and your spouse, but sometimes I mean your dad or your child or maybe someone that you're really close to, your best friend. We're basing our insights off of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. I won't read all of those to you because you can go back to the first podcast last week and listen to it, but it's a portion of scripture that's talking about how we glorify our spouse, how we really worship God by how we treat our spouse. So these 7 steps of why you should hug your spouse more than 10 seconds is one simple way that you can worship God, glorify God by ministering to your spouse, by creating that intimacy by serving them. So last week, number 1 was it releases dopamine into your brain and into your partner's brain, which is great. It makes it addictive, like drugs, heroin, chocolate, sex, pornography, good things, bad things that make that feel good pop into your head. That's because of the dopamine, which is great, especially when it's through a hug. And why do we cover that as first? Because that makes hugging for more than 10 seconds addictive, and that gives the other 6 even more and more power as they grow. So what's number 2? A long hug creates a safe environment in which to share intimate feelings, ideas, and goals. We cannot share intimate things needed to grow in our relationship if we don't feel like we can be vulnerable. We cannot share intimate things we need to deepen our love without being vulnerable. And that long hug creates that window of vulnerability. Vulnerability is a state of emotional exposure that it comes with a certain degree of uncertainty, right? That's why there's risk. It involves a person's willingness to accept the emotional risk that comes from being open, willing to love, willing to be loved, willing to be rejected. The fear of vulnerability is a very common fear, and yet a simple, long hug helps destroy that thing that keeps us from wanting to open up. Jesus was incredibly vulnerable. He laid down his godness, his God state, and took up humanity. He became man. That's like us choosing to be naked the rest of our lives. I don't think so. But that's kind of what Jesus did. But vulnerability is what draws us to God. It was his humanity that made him approachable. Look, when angels show up, people fall in fear. When God shows up in God form, I would think we'd be that, you know, times 10. We'd probably really be fearful. But God knew if he sent Jesus, it would make him available to us so that we could come to him and be vulnerable with our sins, our struggles, our questions, and yes, even our pride. Remember when the disciples were arguing in front of Jesus about who would be the greatest in the kingdom? Look, you got to be pretty vulnerable, and the person that you're talking to, like Jesus, has to create an environment where you can be pretty vulnerable when you're talking about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God, and God himself is standing right there. Okay. He allowed you to be vulnerable. He allows us to be vulnerable because of who he is. So check it out. You actually may remember or sense this happening when you hugged your spouse. You soften, they soften, and then one of you shares something personal, maybe even vulnerable. It is a great moment in your life to take advantage of that 10-second hug. Don't let it slip past. Don't just go up and do a quick hug. I'm beginning to believe more and more a quick hug means nothing. It's probably about 15 years ago when I would hug my parents, I realized they're not going to be around forever, nor am I, especially as I was going through cancer. And I decided when I hug my mom and dad from now on, I'm going to hold them. I'm going to hug them and just hold them. I want to remember what their body feels like, remember what they smelled like, remember the touch of their hair. I want to enjoy it because they're not always going to be here. And the same with my spouse. When I hug my spouse, yes, there's the quick see you, got to go, bye, kiss, and I leave. But at least once a day, usually on the stairs because my wife's a shorty, and I stand two stairs down so she can stand on the top. We can see each other eye to eye, and I hold her, and I hold her. And you can literally feel this tense body start to soften, start to crumble, and then fully almost feel like I'm holding her up to some degree as she completely opens up physically and then emotionally. Look, make time every day to hug, to hold the hug, to smell your partner, to listen to them breathe, feel their lungs move in and out with air, feel their body heat, feel the embrace, feel their hands on you. And after 10 seconds, you will feel the walls coming down and the desire to share and talk flare up inside of you. Because why? You feel safe. And why do you feel safe? Simply because God created this thing called a hug. So take advantage of it. Hug the one you love. Let me back up. Hug your spouse. Start there. Hey, this is Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Do me a favor. Keep slaying giants.